Kum len and a black gemara. We are up to Kufir Alma Bey's trying to learn now that a husband yashins his wife. Says the Gemara, Tanya, the high Tanya, Maisel Hoch, the second white line, Kufir Alma Bey's, today's about Kufir Bey's. Tanya brings him here, the Tanya learned, the Yorash Oisa, it says in the Posig, it says in the Sata, it's not Chalos, it's Lishayra Kodrilov, and then it says, the Yorash Oisa, clear, he yashins her. Chayitz astida from the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk says, "When a satim is nachalos, say lisha edoy." You give the nachla to the wife, and then it says, "The yarash oisa." Then, in fact, he takes it from his wife, that the wife bequeaths to him. So we follow the end of the pasuk, and as a result, we change the beginning of the pasuk around. Either like Abai or like Rav, goyim masifin, or we take the whole word out. Melamet shabal yedesh istiru kiva that the husband yash his wife. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Come along, Rabbi Shmuel, and he says he brings a number of psukim. For the Yehuda, for us it's Chazar. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Einud tzarich, you don't need to come and turn the psukim around. I have other psukim. I don't need this pasuk at all, because Sheeda is talking about the father. If you remember, we learned 2 days ago. He's talking about the father. That's how you know the father yashins. So how do you know a husband yashins? I'll bring you a host of other psukim. Number one, we'll bring you 5 psukim. Number one, how do you aimer? It says in the pasuk when it talks about that you should marry into your own tribe. It says a few times in the end of matzahs like this. It says there, v'chol basir dashes, any girl that has the potential of yashning her parents, she's the only daughter at the time of the marriage, is matzah neisrael, and she yashens from 2 tribes. She'll yash from 2 tribes because her mother married her father. Her mother's from a different tribe, but when she married her father, she was not entitled to any Yerusha. But then her brothers died, so she ended up yashening. So she married her father. Then this daughter, William, she's only daughter. She will yash from both matas. Now this girl should not marry someone from another shevet. It says in the pasuk there that she should marry someone from her own mishpacha. So Mrs. Asay, she has to marry someone from her own family. But Hasibas about what? Her mother didn't have to because she was not a Bas Yereshes. The only Issa is by a Bas Yereshes, a girl who has the potential of Yashin because she's the only daughter. Her mother had a sibling, but then the sibling died. So Bahasibas about that, but we're talking about with the causes, the husband. Well, who's causing that the land will be transferred from one Shavit to another Shavit? It's the husband. And therefore, we see Cliff Mayer, husband Yashin. How does he get from one matter to another matter? Ah, you're going to tell me, as we're going to explain, we're not happy with that because who said it's the husband? Maybe it's their child. Maybe the husband doesn't Yashin the wife, but the child Yashin. But the child goes after the father. So that in itself is a transference of from one matter to another. So you don't know that the husband Yashin is because we have another pasuk. In the next pasuk it says. So we're saying, yeah, but who said the husband? Who said the problem? They didn't say what the problem is. They say the problem is we're losing real estate, but who says why? So maybe the reason for the transfer is the children. Yeah, but the child. The child's one who brings on the shavit. So we have another pasuk. Here we have a law that says do not transfer the machla from one shevet to another. Why do you have to repeat it again? Obviously, the first pasuk may be talking about because of the children, but the second pasuk is the husband. You can argue, no, maybe they're both talking about the child, and one is an asay, and one is a lois. We have a third pasuk. V'ayman says the same pasuk. Here he adds the word achet to another tribe. Can't tell me talking about the child again. I have 3 psukim telling you that don't marry so you can have the property will be transferred out of one shevet to another via the child. But maybe you're going to argue, still not going to love. Maybe to tell you such a harsh aveda, there's 2 lavim and 1 asay. And yet, 25 years later, they cancel this whole aveda. But maybe you want to prove that the father, that the husband Yashin, prove it. I'll bring another pasuk. Elazar ben Aaron, Elazar the son of Aaron, Mace, he passed away. The Yikbru Isa, where did they bury him? Begivas Pinchas Benoy, in the hill of Pinchas' son. That means the hill belonged to Pinchas, didn't belong to his father. How does the Passover belong to Pinchas, belong to his father? There's only one way. That Pinchas married a rich woman who happened to own property, and he yashin his wife. What? Because he yashin his wife. She died. So the Zerayas was.
He didn't acknowledge where he got it from.
Oh, that's a, yeah. True. How did Pinchas get a property that Elazar didn't own? And Malamit Shinasa Pinchas Isha, he must have married a woman. Vamesa, she died. Vyosha, and he yashened her. So we see a husband yashed the wife. I mean, who said? Maybe he bought it. Who said that he yashened? Oh, that's what I was going to say. Very good. But let's say you're going to argue that he bought it. He'll say, I'll be the papa's question to Abaye. But there's another passage where it says, it was goyiv hoyli es yoyin. Or you can say also that a husband is not married, does not yashin a wife. It was Elazar's wife's property, and who yashin it? Pinchas. And that's why Elazar didn't have it. Let's say it was through Yerusha, but through he got his mother's property. Not he bought it. Vayim, have another pasuk. It's a great name of a person. Hoyli, there's yours. Grave had a child called Yoyir, and Yoyir was very wealthy. He was a big tzaddik. Vayilai esrim v'sholish orim b'eres gilad. He had 23 cities in the land of Gila. He had 23 cities, which means that his father did not. How did he get it? Not his father. Now do you know his father? Must be that that he married a rich woman who had 23 properties. So we see a husband, Yashas. And then I was going to ask, maybe he bought it. Here we don't care if he bought it and goes back Yegul. Yeah. Why not? We actually have a machlekes how far every yad is in the Israel, not in the Israel. But when it comes to Trumas and Mice and everything else, you still had it. The question is why.
The 2.5 Shvatim still had to bring from there.
Yeah. If you think about it, if you're saying the phrase is so much how much territory he got, if you think about it, if they had to divide up the territory, and then it all goes back to Yovel, so real property that you had can't have been a lot.
Again, it could be Yash and his mother.
So where did she get a lot from?
Her father.
Where did he get it from?
She's another Shavit. Remember that movie?
But then you have an issue that...
We don't know where these 23 cities are, by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't mean these 23 cities we're in Chavis, you know.
It doesn't mean you're going to have the joint properties. You
can
have a property here and a property in the Vipers.
It's a possible joint. Because the way the divide is
up. Don, who's in the north, marries someone from Yehuda in the south.
Yeah, exactly. You have real estate all over Israel. You're a mogul, a real estate mogul.
Yeah, but the whole idea of the Shemitah thing is that you can't amass land because it all goes back. It all goes back based on the family.
On Yovel.
So in other words, what in fact happens? The more males.
Only
you get,
if you're buying, not if you have Yerushas.
Correct. Yeah, but I'm saying.
So Yerushas very it's common.
It's single girls.
The families that didn't have any boys.
Exactly.
That's right.
All the boys died.
And you're ruined. I'm sure there are many families that happened. Or not sufficient enough to mess everything up.
A lot of children died in those years.
Yeah. You don't know any families only have girls. How does Yair all property that's gave to know? Malamit shenasa Yair isha v'meisav v'yosha. He must have married a woman who died and he yashin her. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Now the Gemara is going to explain everything we just said. Why do you need five psukim? Mai ve'oimer k'v'chi teima, the first pasuk. B'sibas haben kokop yikram. The pasuk is makbid. The transfer of property via the son. You have another pasuk telling you the same thing. Why do you need two psukim? Obviously, one is for the son, one is for the husband. You can tell me, tell you, even alav and anasei. Because the first pasuk says, anasei, you should marry someone from your shevet. And the second one says, that's why, but both talking about the son. Toshma, there's a third pasuk. A third pasuk must be the third one to tell you about the husband. We're worried the husband will take away the state. Who said it's the husband? Maybe the husband is in Yashin, but it's all talking about the son. But the Tata is so makbid that when they came to Israel, the Tata wanted everything to be smooth. We don't want it to be confusion. So therefore, the first generation, everything has to be shaved by shaved tribal. Afterwards, we don't care what you do afterwards. So therefore, there's two lavin and I say, Tashma coming here, but Loza ben Aaron Mace. That Elazar ben Aaron Mace, and the Chayda, how is it possible unless he Yashin his wife? Still not I. Rechitem Elazar, who did not see Vitsa. Maybe Elazar married a woman, but when she died, Elazar did not Yashin her because the husband does not Yashin, and Pinchas Yashin her.
Who was
we said before, Bnei Patil.
Okay, so what Yashin
did they get? Yasef.
Okay.
The Mace, and she died. The Yartha Pinchas Yashin, Tashma coming here, who's Goyv Hoyle's Yard. Tashma coming here. It was Goyiv Hoyli Des Yoyir. Goyiv gave birth to Yoyir, and over there, what he telling is that for? Obviously, it tell
it's
you a chiddush.
Yeah,
that a husband yashins. Maybe over there also he yashin his wife. Imkain today kroy lomli. What do you have to know the specifics? That her father didn't own it. What do we need to know that? If you want to tell that Yoyir owned 23 properties, just say Yoyir 23 properties. Why say Yizgav Yoyir and Yoyir Chulu? Sounds like the pasuk is trying to tell you a din. And the din is that a husband Yashin. Okay. What's the hechrich that the husband Yashin? You want to know how Yoyir was able to attain property? You want to know how a Pinchas was able to attain property that didn't belong to the Ozer? I'll tell you how. Mimbai, who told you? Dilma la elam emala bala yadid. Maybe the husband, in all five psukim, the husband does not yashim v'kroyi besibes haben kiddush and inon, exactly like Rabbi Yishmael asked, that perhaps the auchshash was that the children, the son or the daughter, would take the property away. That's auchshash. Ah, you want to know about Yoyer? The Yoyer dissolved Mizbin. Yoyer bought property. Fush it. Upinchas nami dissolved Mizbin, and Pinchas also bought property. We don't want to say that Pinchas yashin his mother, because then why need two psukim to tell you the same thing? Beside Pinchas and say Yoyer. So say that they bought property. Amalei Pinchas dissolved Mizbin, like Moshe said before. Pinchas dissolved Mizbin, and you can't say Pinchas bought property, because the property will go back and you're able to the rightful owners. Will he bury his property, his father Elazar HaKoyin, who was a Kohen Gadol, on a piece of land that one day is theirs and one day is some fremd guy? The property will go back in Yevul. And it comes out that a tzaddik, Elazar Kohen Gadol, will be buried in a property that no longer belongs to the family. That is plot. Ella said, "Okay, I
say that is nice."
Yeah, but he can't get to there.
Why didn't you say
either you're a novi, or you remember from last time?
Not from that, oh, for sure.
Ella Ema said, "This is a proper ad. Maybe the nafleim is deicharamim. We know that as deicharim that you give to kainim. If you don't collect it back in Yevul, if you don't redeem it during the thing, comes Yevul, it's divided amongst the kainim. And maybe this field ended up with Pinchas in that year, and he ends up.
He made a promise.
No. People, Yisraelim, they're donating.
People make kaddish karka and they weren't redeemed.
Yeah.
So it goes to the general kainim fund.
Yes, there must be some girl or something that they divided up.
There's two kinds. One where they just donate to Kainim, one where they donate to Mesmidosh, and then redeem it. It's called Kis De Charamim. Either one, it gets distributed amongst the Kainim, and he was lucky and he got this property. Omer Rabbi. Okay, now, big machlek is in Halim Baita Gemara, so we'll obviously learn the Rashbam. Basis has a whole different shot. According to the Rashbam, the Gemara is over. We don't really answer the question. A Papa's question remains a question. How do you take a note from Rabbi Shmuel's Raya? Is Raya Shvach? Because how do you know that it was his wife? That the husband is the one who yashes? We can learn it through the son. Ah, Yoyer and Pinchas, they bought it. Or Pinchas got it from Zecharam. Question mark. Okay. So therefore, we follow Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Abaye the way they learn. That's it. Comes along Abaye says an interesting thing. Okay, what happened? This girl. So what did the Torah want to do? The Torah wanted to ensure that the property does not get transferred from one shevet to another shevet. What's the dilemma here? We have a girl, Abasi Reshes, from Mematz Bnei Yisrael. She yashes from two tribes. How did she yashes from two shvatim? Because her father was in shevet Shimon and her mother was in shevet Reuven. But then how did her mother marry in the first place her father? Because her mother, when she got married, she had a brother, so she was not a Basya Reshes, so therefore she was allowed to marry, no risk. Then her brother died, predeceased her, so she yashes her parents, so now she's Reuven, she has Reuven's property, her husband has Shimon, and this daughter has two matas. So the Gemara says, don't you, girl, marry someone outside your shevet, marry someone from your own shevet. But you're still taking away the mother's estate which belonged to Reuven, now you're giving it to a Shimon. Says Abayo, so what did we gain? How do you, proof the system, and you wanted to make sure that the property does not get transferred to another shevet? Here it is. If you're allowing a girl who came from two shvatim to marry someone from a single shevet, you just moved from a property that belonged mutually to two to someone.
In other words, if you've got a brother and there's a sister, so the brother's potentially going to yasha. So you're really saying, in case this brother will die and this girl will...
We look at the time of marriage. She was allowed, her mother's allowed to get married. Yes. But now that her mother got married, and we got a problem now because they got married and now she's the Yiddish, so she's going to pass on to her daughter, let's say, the estate. Her daughter now has a property that belongs to Shevet Reuven, a property that belongs to Shevet Shimon. How can she marry somebody from her own Shevet, which means Shevet Shimon, but then she's pulling away the property from Shevet Reuven? We should make a din. You can't get married. Remain celibate. Chlais.
And it goes up the line.
Or whatever, yeah, she shouldn't get married. This question is all theoretical because the whole Gzeid was only 25 years. There was no second generation. There was never this issue never happened. Exactly, the mother that had a brother alive and then died.
You should ask the question: if it was a thing that was for them, why go to this
performance?
Hilchas Elamashicha. We have a expression sometimes. Omer Abai, unless the generation is like 7 years long, Remember, we had Basheva. She was 6 years old when she had her first child.
Why do we learn the din of the Mishkan when we know the Chatzilah? The Mishkan was only a temporary thing. We knew one day there's going to be a Beis Elomim.
First of all, Mishkan Shiloh was based on that as well. Exactly. It wasn't temporary. It was Mishkan Shiloh was longer.
Years, than, and the Mishkan in the Mizpah was
440 years. Yeah. There's Noiv 52 and the Shiloh. So you add them all up, it's 440 some years. Amar Abaye says Abaye, Soiv comes Akron Nachlam Mashiv to Dima Mashiv to Abba Luchayda Soiv. We're not really safe proofing anything because Abaye has got ending up. So the Gemara said, "What's your question, Abaye? Umemai, what is your question?" The Shilma, the Dilma, Shiny Hasam Shekvar Husba, or the Dilma Shekvar Husba Leamrinam. This is Abaye's wrangling in his mind. Okay, just listen carefully. When this Basir Eshes married her husband, she wasn't entitled to any Yerusha. Then when she died, then her brother died, she's Yiddish. Then when she died, it went to her husband. Now it's going to go to her daughter. So the question like this, since it's going to the daughter through the husband, so we say like this, Kavar Huzba, already 5 years ago when the mother died, already the property was transferred from her Shevet Reuven to the husband's Shevet Shimon. It already happened. So now when it goes from the father to the daughter, it's not going any further. Kvar Huzba is already took the transfer already then. So this girl now, there's no problem with her getting married. There's no more transfers. All she's doing is taking the property from her father, which is already Shevet Shimon, and moving it to another Shevet Shimon. Or Kvar Huzba Lo Yamrinan. Or do we say that even though the father owns the property, it's still, there's something, a tag, there's still a connection to Shevet Reuven. And now when this daughter owns it, even though primarily, it's not in Ganson. Are we completely shoyl the mother's yachas to this whole thing? She's out of the picture altogether. Or do we say that the husband is standing in his own place and also standing in the place of the mother? So when the daughter yashin, she has still a little bit of Shevet Reuven, and now when you're marrying it, completely cutting that off. The question is, do we say kvar husba lekvar husba? How do we view the husband? Completely takes, subsumes what belonged to the mother, or the husband is standing in the place of the mother? Interesting philosophical discussion as well. Shekhar Huzba, or maybe Shekhar Huzba Lamarin, or maybe you don't say that. Amale Rav Yehme Leravashi, Rav Yehme Leravashi, I Amir Bishloim Amrin Shekhar Huzba. So if you say Kvar Huzba Shapit, then we understand why the daughter's allowed to marry, because there's no longer any Shaykhist to the original Shevet. When the father took over, completely now is the father's Shevet. So therefore, the daughter, when she now takes over the father's Shevet, she's completely the father's Shevet, and moving on to the same Shevet. If you can tell me, we don't say shekvar husba. If you don't say it, I have a problem. Homies, akron nachlo meshifto the imo leshifto the abba. How can the Torah allow her to get married to somebody from Father Shevet, but she's not furthering, or she's continuing that cutting off, severing any connection to the original Shevet? So Abaye says, my question is, the Mansabina law, maybe the Torah insists that a girl in this situation where her mother was from Shevet Reuven, the father was Shevet Shimon, her mother Yashin from Shevet Reuven, and now she Yashins her father through her mother via her father, maybe the din should be the Mansabina law, the Gabra, she has to marry a guy in the same situation. Maybe she has to marry a guy that the guy's father is Shevet Shimon and the mother is Shevet Reuven. So therefore, she's not moving any further than we started off from.
Can she give up her rights to the property?
Can't give up anything. No, it's hers. That's the problem. She gives up her rights. That's exactly what the Torah is saying. Like Sisa Nachla, you moved it over.
No, but I'm saying give it to someone from Shevet.
You think she's crazy? She's crazy, she's not.
She might be in love with someone.
Yeah, but the money is money.
Business is business.
That's right.
When it comes, you're able to go back anyway. It's only the care if you give it.
Exactly.
I love you, honey, but business is business.
Exactly.
I mean, even if you mafkil the food, even if you mafkil...
Tisha, please.
If you mafkil the food, does it mean that if you make it with mafkil, you're going to be enjoyable?
No, you don't go back. only be sold. No, it's not going to happen. Because that's a getting married. You still got to live.
Guy in the same matzav as her, with the same father and the same mother's shame.
Oh, no, that you could find. Anyway, here Rebezei. So for Gemara Kasha. So why does the Torah, if you Abaye, you're right. Now what? That you have to dafke marry someone with the father the same shevet and the mother the same shevet. So why does the Torah say mata acha sounds like all you look is the father's shevet? The Torah should have said marry someone. These words mishpachas avavim. So if they're the same shevet, fine. And if your father's much your mother's shevet, get someone like that as well. Why didn't the Torah expressly say that? Says Abaye, because we would have confused everything. You know why? We would have thought it makes no difference which order. We would have thought if a girl's mother's from Shevet Reuven, the father's from Shevet Shimon, and meets a guy whose father is from Shevet Reuven and mother from Shevet Shimon, oh, we both have, you know, common that we come from the same Shvatim. She doesn't realize, and we don't realize, Dafke, the father has to come, because the father is a primary source, and the mother is a secondary source, and we don't realize that. We have total confusion. As if we're not confused already. It'll be a total confusion. Doesn't make a difference. Which shave? As long as they both... Yeah. Kamash Balon.
If you wouldn't have had this written in the
Gemara,
you would come and ask these questions.
That's why there's no name. There's no name here. This whole thing. Look, Gemara, Tanya, we learned two braises. We learned two braises. Still talking about the Yerusha of the husband, and there's a beautiful taste we have to learn. Actually, there's two beautiful tastes we have to learn, so let's see if we have time. Tanya, we learned Besibes Haben. The Tanya, we learned Besibes Habal. We learned two braises because the braises learned differently. How do you know the husband? They both learn the same, but yet they learn differently. You know, superficially, it sounds like the same. They both bring the same two pesukim. Tanya, Besibes, one follow. Besibes Haben, we have a pasuk that talks about the son. It says, Sisev Nachla Levnei Yisrael, you should not move, transfer the Nachla Levnei Yisrael, Mimate El Mate, that you should not move from one tribe to another tribe. Lecheda is talking about Besibes Haben, Akos Medaber. It's talking about the son. That what are we worried about? That if you get married to another Shevet, that son will. So we don't know yet about the husband at all. We're worried about the son. Maybe, how do you know from the pasuk what the chashash is? We just say we're worried the land will be transferred. How do you know the transfer will be because of the child or because of the husband himself? When the next pasuk says, you should not go from one shevet to another shevet. And there, in other words, the act of marrying sounds like already is a mata acher before even the child is born. That since the second pasuk definitely is talking about the baal, must be the first pasuk is talking about the ben. Must be b'sibes haben. You won't find the Torah giving you two pesukim telling you the same thing. So it must be b'sibes. Okay, so according to this braisa, definitely the second pasuk is talking about the husband because it says mate acher, and sounds like as soon as you get married, you're raising mate acher, and the only person that's alive at the time is the husband. So we know for sure the second pasuk is the husband. So that's how we're machriach. So the first husband must be the ben. The first pasuk itself is innocuous; you can't tell what's what. So it's only a hechlich because of the repetitiveness. However, the tanya of the braisa, pufaket. Same idea, but move again.
It's the longest bit of masculine of Rashbam that you've ever seen.
Now, this is the Gersa. He's telling you the Gersa. Tanya, no, you just missed the page before, on the bottom. Which I was reading from because it's a little different than your mother. Tanya Lina Lebraise, Velaisisev Nachla Mimata Lemata Acher. It says in the posse, the second posse, Mimata Acher, that must be talking about Sibas Abala Kasabadabad. That must be talking about the husband. I don't know why, but the husband, why? How do I know? Because I believe that the first pasuk definitely is talking about the ben. When the first pasuk is brought down, you shouldn't move it from one mate to another mate. When it says you should not move the transfer mate. When it says mimata el mata, when does that happen? When the child is born. So he learned partial pshat in the first pasuk again, but talking about the child. So why does the Torah say again mimata mata acher? Must be talking about something else, the husband. So he, the only chiluk is which pasuk is pshat and which pasuk is the limud. Says the Gemara, Kuliyam. Okay, they're only arguing how you learn it out, you know, how you derive it. But everyone agrees with us that mimata lemata acher besibes habal akosim medaber. My mashma, how does it seem that it's talking about? No, the first Tanu says that definitely the second pasuk is talking about the baal. How does he know? Why does he say? I mean, I took it as Acher, but how does the Gemara is asking? How does the first Tana know that Bepshitus, when it says Lesisav Nachla Mimata Mata Acher, must be talking about through the husband? How do you know? Because look at the next word, Simon Amar, according to some, it's the name of Lamoida. Simon. Simon says. Others say some kind of a Simon, which we're not sure what it is. Simon says, Rabba Barav Shelo Amam. Rabba Barav Shelo says, you know how you know? Amar Kros. Says the pasuk Ish. It says in the pasuk, "Lesisav nachla mimatel mata acher ki ish benachalasa yidboku." Ish is usually a man, a husband. Ish says the Gemara. What are you talking about? The other pasuk that you say is talking about the son. It says also v'lesis nachlev neisom mata mata ki ish benachlev avay yibok. It says also ish. So if this one is ish means a husband, a hakmin, or the first is talking about a son. Kavayu ish ksibu. Both of them it says ish. Elam nachlev yitzchak. Amakra. In the pasuk where it says amata achet, it says ish benachlev avay yibeku. Where do you find a lotion of cleaving of kenya azish loviyimai? And in that pasuk over there, it says that a person should be medabik to his wife. I understand. Tava yibeku ksibu. In both pasukim it says the word yibeku. Amakra. It says in the pasuk yibeku matas bnei Yisrael. The matas are attaching. Where the matas attaching? The husband and the wife. Wife is one matas and the husband another. That's when the husband. What's going on here? The Gemara, when the Chachil said, didn't know the rest of the pasuk. They didn't know it says Ish. When he said Ish, and he jumped, and he said Yibuku. It says, it's right there. So the Rashbam, let's do the Rashbam and the Lutasis. Look at the Rashbam.
You see this little Hagosat Yerim here about the Indian of Simon Omar?
I told you. Let's just look over here at the Rashbam. There's one Rashbam. Tarvayu, the last narrow line. Tarvayu nami Ish ksibu. The ksibu kra kama me mate al mate. So if Ish means a husband, the more ask a question, both should say Ish, says Rashbam. What do you think? The guy didn't know it says Ish in the second pasuk. He knew the pasuk. The zeal called Beit Abu. Every child read the pasuk in Chumash knows it says Ish. It says Yibuku. He knew what it says. So what's going on here? But my de being ill. This is what you asked before. My de mashma. How do you know the high krav matal mata achad b'sibas abal? My, you want to know how do I know that the pasuk mata achad is referring to the husband? Also ilam meimer the shapim mashma. I'll tell you how I know the sibas abal my the husband. The ksiv beish. V'tomal atzmach, and ask yourself the following question. I know it says in the first pasuk Ish also, but ask yourself the following question. Lo magam harishin ein medaber sibas abal. Why taka does the first pasuk not talk about the husband, the son? Ki even the chsiv be'ish, ela metoich shemiyuter. Because it's extra mukile b'sibas aben. Since the second pasuk already says Ish, which means about the husband, so what are you the first pasuk for? Must be the son. I says Ish there as well. So what? It's the fact that the pasuk is extra. I know it says Ish there, but the pasuk is extra. So I have to learn something else from it. It says the son. Who Ish the krokam l'drosh b'amos? I say, how come says Ish there? For some other drosh, I don't know what it is. The gamma makshe meishiv tavai nami Ish ksibu. The advice I says both Ish. So the makshe's question was, since it says Ish in both, why did you decide that the second pasuk Ish referring to the husband, maybe the first pasuk Ish is referring to the husband, and the second one is to the child. Umara Ishe Achen Dafka the Kamal Adrosha Adraba Kamal Gufil is the Baal Basa Drosha. But Kati my Mash with Basa is the Baal. Now the question was, they all knew about the words. He just said one of them is a Drosha, and he thought the first one was for Drosha. Said the Makshan asked, maybe the second one's a Drosha. But look at Taisa, very important Taisa to remember. It always makes you feel so good. Tavayu Nam Yibuksibu Pa'omim Shalahoyu Bikiyim Bipsukim. Amoroyim Pasha did not know the Torah.
Or it says this somewhere else.
In Baba Kama. The sometimes the Amoraim don't know Chumash.
Amoraim doesn't know
Pasuk in Torah. V'chei Matzina, we learned this in Baba Kama. We ask Abtanchum them, Mipnemaloi Nema, Bedibus Arashoyin is Toy. Why? When it says by you, Kabbalah, Vichamecha. In the first Dibur, it does not say the Mayitab Loch. And the second one, it does. Amalei, what Abtanchum answer? Why you ask me why? Ask me what it says. I don't Ten Commandments. Who don't take commandments? 80 day. You never been to Avolav. Klach eats in Abtach. Forget. Go to Abtach. He'll answer you. Okay, but here's even a bigger pillar. They knew the first half of the pasuk. They didn't know the second half. They knew it says over there Lesis Nachal and Matal Mata Mata Achir, but didn't know the next word says Ish and Yidbeku and Peldiger thing.
Because you could only say
these sukkim
when reading
if you're
reading from the text. You couldn't say
it off by heart. Look, Tate asked the question. I understand. But Tate, the question. Tate, you don't remember. Remember.
Exactly. But
so,
to remember without saying it, maybe
that's
not so easy.
Okay. It's a pella, the actually tavayu by asking him, it says the ish twice, mashma the yodam sukkim. You should know. It said, they're asking, "What do you tell me the first half? Don't you know the second half?" So, in other words, we assume that you did know. So, what do you go on? It's continue the conversation. You should take a chumash, look up. Oh, it says Ish, and he would always right away. The next word says Yibuku. Therefore, the Kuntis Pirish Yofes. Cliff me that Rashi wrote a Pirish of Abasa, because we have the Rashbam. Kuntis is Rashi, and takes a few times in Abasa brings Rashi, and he brings Rashbam shot that they both knew and blah blah such and such like I just told you. So it's clear that Rashi wrote Pshat, we just don't have it. Okay, a little further to the Gemara.
This is a pillow. I can't wrap my head around this thing.
One more line about it. Rabashi Amar. Rabashi says Amakro. It says in the pasuk. You know how he knows the husband? It says Memate Lemate Acher. To another. First of all, it's happening at the time of the marriage, and Acher means friend in the gabe the mother. Of a Ben Lav Acher. You cannot call Ben would never be referred to as an Acher. Remember, a brother was called an Acher legabe a Ben, but a Ben is never called an Acher. A Ben, even a quiet Ben, even legabe the mother, is not called an Acher because a bro kara di imehu. A bro takes over. The Rishman has that expression before. Bro kari, what the imehu as well. Oh, right here it says it. If you look at the first wide line, because usually the Gemara says bro kara davu. If you look in the very first wide, the big wide line, the biggest, the fattest, on the bottom. Let's do the Rashi. Let's do the Rashi. But this is the Rishman. Hachi mash makrot. The pasuk says leisisoiv nachal b'mata isha l'mata achad. Do not transfer from the woman to another one. She yeshena. So we must say achad is the bai, the husband. He comes from a different shevet. Im tenosla if she marries him. Shehu achad legabah. He's a friend legabah her. Avol im leisevez hanachlai debno. But if it's a son that transfers the property, she yosh ena achad mamish legabah. The yodish kare diimehu. He's a mucker for that saying. Because the Gemara always says, bro kara davu, son takes over the father. He says, the Rashbam, bro kara di imehu. Or yoidish kara di imehu. Same thing. That a yoidish is steps in his mother's shoes. Take tea tomorrow, Mitzvah.